What is up, you guys? Welcome back
what
to
up,
the Cruda Realidad, episode 77.
Let's go. Not Lily Bay remembering the episode number.
Well, the people on live know what's up.
But yeah, I'm actually a little nervous, you guys, because for the first time ever, I'm live streaming. I don't know if I'm going to stay live the whole time because I'm a little nervous. I don't know how to handle two things at once.
This is take two, so let's see how it goes. But welcome back, you guys. Happy Wednesday. I hope you guys are having a great, productive day. I hope the weather is nice and beautiful. Nobody cuts you off on your way to work.
Somebody
brings you guys some coffee and lunch. Algo. But regardless, it is the middle of the week, a.k.a. Yeah. What is it?
Hump Day? El ombligo de la semana.
Is it called Hump Day?
Hump Day, yeah.
I wonder where they came up with Hump Day.
Like hump?
Hump? Like, I guess.
Like a camel, the hump? Quang, quang, quang. There you go. I got you. Where is it? Trombone. But yeah, I want to come back because I don't think last week I said it and I want to say it this week. The interesting fact of the number 77 is that in 1977, Hotel California won the Grammy, the record of the year. California, record of the year. And the reason that I bring it up is that Hotel California is in Baja California Sur.
What?
Yes, that's where it's at. And that's been on maybe a little bucket list to visit that place and stay there one night. But yeah, it's 50 miles from Cabo. So next time we go to Cabo's, we got to go stop
pues
by.
¿Cuándo me vas a llevar?
No, pues ya fuimos for your dirty 30.
You know my cousins and everybody are over there right
now. For real. And I did see that your cousin is killing it with the michelada.
Oh, yeah.
Michelada spot. Baja, what is it called?
Baja Diablo. Baja Diablo, if you guys are ever in Cabo, which is super popular, Los Cabos out there, my cousin opened up this badass michelada slash weekend little vibe out there called Baja Diablo.
Baja Diablo, yeah.
He brings grupos. They have food. They have micheladas. I'm super excited for him. I want to go. He's been telling me to go, but...
Yeah, and
Cabo's like a vacation. You
can't just go out there for a couple of days. No, you got to go out there and party and have a good time.
At least like five days.
What would you say is your favorite part or your favorite thing to do in Cabo? Because we've only been once, but like...
I would say from the whole thing, for sure, get a boat, get lit, end up on the shoreline, go to, what was it called? Mangoes?
Mango Deck,
that was lit. Everything was so much fun. The whole weekend, for sure, go out at night to the little strip where all the clubs are at. Super lit. 10 out of 10.
But I got a question for you, babe. When does a joke become a dad joke?
When it sounds corny?
Nope. When it becomes apparent. You get it? A parent, like a dad. Not Lily Bay never getting my jokes.
I had one though. Do you guys want me to fake it whenever I don't find it funny?
Wait, you didn't find that funny?
I guess. Corny. No?
See? I don't know. It's a dad joke.
You guys let me know down below.
Well, people on the live are loving it. They're saying, LOL. Hi, Mando. Happy Wednesday. But shout outs to the people on live once again. I went live today for the first time, and I want to see how this goes. But yeah, yesterday when I was at the fair, there was a guy wearing the Apple Vision Pros, right? And I asked Janelle, your sister-in-law, I was like, is that necessary, like, to wear the Apple Vision Pros to the fair? To the fair, is it necessary? And she was like, no, but it's a flex. I'm like, oh.
It's a flex? Yeah, how much are they?
$3,500.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wait, can you please explain what them things do?
Exactly. That's what I wanted you to ask. Do you podcast?
Me?
Yeah, like that whole transition was perfect because we didn't even set this up and this is perfect. But I did write my notes down and I have the four of the coolest features from the Apple Vision Pro. But there is other like, you know, techie stuff that I want to tell you about. So 12 cameras, 5 sensors and 6 microphones. That's a lot for one device, right?
Okay.
So I wrote down the 4 cool things about it. You get to interact just by using your senses. Obviously, you talk to it by saying, hey, Siri or whatever. You can use your eyes as a mouse pointer. So
oh, shit.
So if you're like, como se dice? if you're watching something and you want the mouse to like go somewhere, like you can move your eyes and it'll track it. You know, I think that's badass.
Yeah, yeah. So like, it's like a walking computer.
That yeah, you use literally. Your so eyes. It's like a standalone device. So you get to just wear it and it's like a computer on your face. So I think that's badass.
What about when people are walking with it on?
Well, that's one of my other favorite things is that the display becomes transparent. So you're able to see someone's eyes. You could just like push a button, I guess, and then it becomes transparent and you could walk like normal.
So you're wearing them like glasses at that point?
A flex again. But while it's on, you can also have it on and like have other like interfaces or like some notes here, or like the game here. I thought that's badass.
Does
too,
it know? Like, you know how your car when you're about to hit something, does it go?
It's right in front of you. I don't think it's like blacked out, you know?
No, yeah, I get that. But I feel like if I'm paying attention to trying to use my eye to move the mouse on my screen in front of my face, I'm not going to look at the fire hydrant that I'm about to fucking crash into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think I just got to get
you. Know what's funny?
I just got to get them and try them out.
Yeah, no? I swear to God, I was going to look into them to buy them just because I know regardless, you're going to get them.
Sooner or later.
Number one. Or you'll be happy to get them because Mando loves any techie technology, anything. Like the Apple headphones, Mando had them like when they first came out.
Right.
Years ago. And I remember being like, what the hell? Like, why are they so expensive? Now everybody has them, but Mando's had them for at least like, I don't know, like 4 or 5.
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah.
But that's why I was looking into getting them, the goggle thingies. But I was like, what do they even do?
Yeah.
So, okay, what else do they do that they're so much?
Let me see. Oh, so you're able to fully watch a movie, you know, without anyone walking in front of you from the screen, you know? So that gives you like full privacy to whatever you're watching versus like scrolling on the phone and people knowing what you're watching. So I thought that was pretty cool. And last but not least, last but not least, hand gestures. So you're able to like scroll or like,
I saw somebody walking and typing at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I feel like the Tesla, Apple is part of that too. Like just in the future.
Yeah.
But
well, with that for sure.
Yeah, but I do feel like sometimes technology is like gatekeeping, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. You know, like this technology should have been out, you know? For some reason they're just slow it down so we could keep, you know, they just hype it up little by little.
Well,
you know?
I think it makes sense that they release everything little by little. That way we can get used to the things. Like when iPhone first came out, it was so confusing for a lot of people. Still to this day, if somebody switches from Android to Apple, they're lost as hell, right? Or like when I switched from Windows to Mac. So I feel like that's why they do like baby steps. That way whenever they release something like that, where we kind of have a just for all of it. A jizz. Yeah. How do you say it?
A jizz
for it all or whatever. Yeah. Okay, so it's a walking computer.
Walking computer, yeah.
And you can use your eyes and your hands.
As gestures, yeah. And voice.
And voice, like Siri, like, hey, Siri.
Other than that, like, it's just, like you said, a walking computer, which is badass, so.
I'm trying to think, what exactly would I do on that? So, while you're walking, it's not meant for you to be working, right?
I mean, you could be entertained.
Entertained, yeah. Like, have, like, a little music video in the background or something going on, music, right? But I don't know about working and walking. I feel like I'm going to be bumping into everything, right? Or no?
Well,
maybe like sitting down, I can see how it could work a lot of different ways sitting down, right? But walking, I don't know. Are you going to get them or what?
Well, I feel like it's just part of the future. So like, for example, the Ray-Bans that I have, I use them pretty much every day. Because of the technology, you know? I was on the phone with them.
Oh, the Ray-Bans that you have.
Yeah, the Ray-Bans that I have.
You guys, those are my Ray-Bans, and I have not been able to use them because Mando, el que no me los quería comprar to begin with, uses them every day now. Tell them.
I don't know. Something about Lily, and it's probably my fault, and I'm going to say it out loud right now, and it might fix it, right? So, how do I say this without sounding dumb?
Just say it.
So when I go out of town or when I... All right, no. Here. Perfect example. I don't know if you guys are with me or if I'm codo or Lily's a big spender. On the live, let me know down below too. When you're shopping for a trip to Mexico, right? Or a trip to Europe or wherever, right? Uh-huh. You're shopping for it. And my mentality is I'm shopping for it and I'm spending money to look good and to shop for it, right? You get that part, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm only focused on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm only buy stuff for that, right? Mm-hmm. But Lily, on the other hand, will shop for that. And if she sees something cute, it don't matter the price, she'll get it. On the other hand, I'm like, no, I'm not going to get it because I'm shopping for this. Does that make any sense? Do you see where I'm going? So what let me
explain, because Mando be confusing me sometimes.
You guys get it or not?
So he's trying to say that whenever we're going on the trip, he's only buying anything for the trip.
Yeah.
If there's something that has nothing to do
for the trip,
he won't get it.
Right.
Right?
You, like, on the other hand.
Like if we're, for example, if we're shopping for a trip and I randomly want like a statue for the house that I randomly see, not on a trip, just at the mall.
Right.
Mando's not going to buy it because he's only shopping for the trip. And me, I'm going to buy
whatever I want.
Yeah. What about it? What's wrong with that?
Well, this is what happened with the shades. Mm-hmm. Like these shades, when we first got them.
No. Stop trying to act like you're not Codo, honey, because I wanted those. I wanted those shades on a random. Yes. No, what?
That's the first time you saw those shades, babe.
No, it's not. It's not the first time. That's the second time.
Okay,
and
second time.
And I even
time.
Said, I even said, thank God I waited because they came out with like
Series
the second.
Two, yeah.
But the first time that I wanted them, we were at the mall. They're at the Snapchat West Shore ones. Mall. Yes, we were at West Shore Mall just shopping around. Mm-hmm. And I saw them and I was like, oh my God, look, babe, I want these glasses. And the lady was explaining not everything, but Mando, when I want to spend money on something that is not too expensive, what? They were like $300, right?
Yeah.
You're not even listening to the lady because no quieres que te convenzca. Que convenzca, whatever, right?
You messing up Spanish word.
How you
messing
say up it?
Convenzca?
You see?
Convenzca? Oh, shut up. I don't know how to say it no more. I guess I don't know how to talk Spanish. Convence?
But
whatever.
Yeah, you don't want her to convince you. So the second time that I saw them, it was at the airport at the Sunglass Hut there. And that is the time where I told Mando, well, I already been told you guys, I'm done with, not that I have to ask Mando to buy anything. Yeah. I just like running it across. I'm like, I just want him to be like, oh yeah, that's dope. Go ahead and get it. But I'm never going to get that out of Mando. So I learned like sometime like a year ago, I don't ask no more. I'm just going to buy, hence me getting a new bunny, right? but a lo que iba, so this time that we were leaving out of town, where were we going? Jerusalem?
No, Halloween. Houston.
Oh, Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, random as fuck. We're going to Houston.
Yeah. You don't need no damn shades in Houston.
I go to the Sunglass Hut and I see them there.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, babe, I'm going to get them. And he's like, for what? I'm like, because I fucking wanted me. Ya se acabó, right? So he comes and now that he knows, I don't ask. I'm just going to get it. Now he's like, okay, let me see what this does. And he put him on. And then the lady came and was like telling him all the features, right? And all of a sudden he's like, oh, shit. It does that? Oh, okay. Yeah, let's get him. Should I get a pair? No. I'm like, babe, no. Just let's get these. We'll share. But anyways, a lo que
iba. Well, at the end of the day, we didn't end up
sharing.
We've
had them since October. I haven't worn them
at
once.
All.
You wear them every day.
But whatever. Everyone's saying that's girl math.
What's girl math?
You buying things before a trip that you don't need for a trip?
Yeah, because I know I'm going to wear them anyways, you know?
Takes a strong person to see something cute and not get it. That's Lily Bay right there.
I'm not, but that means I'm not strong.
Yeah, it takes when you're not strong.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm weak as fuck. Yeah. It's fine.
But yeah, that is our little wrap up of the Apple Vision Pros.
Uh-huh.
I definitely do want them.
Definitely.
Definitely. So, but uh-huh. I'm the type, honestly, I'm the type to wait for Series 2.
That's what I was about to say.
You know? And Series 2, they always come with upgrades or fixes
and
or
fix
bug
glitches
fixes,
and
glitches.
The bugs
so
and everything.
I ain't about to drop 3,500 on some Vision Pros in part 2. They just yeah. make and them way better.
By the way, I am the queen of I don't bitch, I mando never for spending nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't care, right? I'd be like, yeah, yeah, dale, dale. Como quiera, like, I would say that all of his electronics that he's ever bought, he uses
and abuses
out of them. Okay, he really yeah. does use everything. So, yeah. other than his Apple Watch, which he has lost again yeah. for the fourth time.
Yeah, I told Lily Bae I will never, ever, ever buy a Rolex. One, because you can't track where the fuck is that. Even if you could track it, I can't find my Apple Watch that I lost here at the house. For the fourth time. I lost it here at the house.
Every Apple Watch that he's ever had, mine is the first yeah, one, doesn't even last him 1 year. Not yeah. even. And this last one was the most expensive.
I'm still
Apple
looking
Watch.
For it, bruh. I'm still looking for
How
it.
How much was your Apple Watch, this last one?
But yeah, you guys.
How much was
let's
it?
Let's go with topic number three of the day.
Oh, I swear to God.
I swear I'm going to find this watch here at the house. I swear. I put some money on it.
¿Ya cuánto tienes desde? It's been a month already that you
haven't found
it.
Almost a month, yeah. I'm going to find it here. I just haven't looked. But it's all good. All right, moving
Shaking
on.
Shaking my head. Today we're in fighting mode.
Saludos desde Houston, someone said on the live. Follow us on the Cruda Realidad on TikTok. We be posting a lot. Shout outs to TikTok. We recently went viral. Almost 3 million on this TikTok that we posted a couple weeks ago talking about Taylor Swift. And I know you guys love Taylor Swift, so that's why we bring her up every mm-hmm. now and then. But talking about TikTok, babe.
Okay.
I was on TikTok earlier, and some guy was ranting. Talking about Latino influencers, how these Latino influencers are not bringing nothing to the table. They're not inspiring. They don't bring nothing, like, you know, they're not smart. They're just dancing. They're just doing random shit, you
Can
know?
Can you play it for the people that haven't heard it or you don't want to?
Yeah, yeah, I'll play a little piece right here.
Okay.
And basically influencers in our community. We give light and attention to some Latino creators, Hispanic creators that are just not doing anything like to impact our community in a positive way. Like, they're kind of seen like caricatures or just funny, which, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I laugh at sometimes as well. I'm not going to specifically name these creators, but I think we all know who I'm talking about. He goes on to talk about basically how we give light and like are so invested in these lives where they're just doing nothing, like either just talking shit or just sitting there like listening to music, doing nothing, which is cool. Like, you can do whatever you'd like. But
so what do you want?
Yeah,
you want
I
want to
know
you?
What's your opinion on that video mm-hmm. and what's your opinion on the whole subject, on what he said, first of all.
Honestly,
your opinion?
I feel like his opinion is very stupid. I'm not, you know, sorry to say, but
just being real.
I think it's ridiculous, his opinion, because I see social media how I see television, how I see books, how yeah. I see movies. There's something out there for everybody. You know, some people want to watch it. For the majority of people, social media is entertainment, right? When you watch a movie, you could watch a funny movie.
Yeah,
you like decide. You could watch a funny person. You could watch an educational documentary the same way you could watch educational stuff on TikTok, on Reels, on everything, right? So if he's upset because all he sees yeah. on his FYP is what he thinks is Latinos that bring nothing to the table, that just tells me, honey, that is your algorithm. That's what you've made it to be, because you can make your algorithm to be whatever type of things you want to see. And I've said in the past, like, if you feel like whatever you're watching is not you, like if I give my phone to my niece
yeah.
for her to be on TikTok or Reels or whatever, tomorrow, all I'm going to see is Olivia Rodrigo stuff. Mm-hmm. Or if I give it to Luna, all I'm going to see is, yeah, the slime and Elmo and all this stuff that they watch is going to come up on yeah. my algorithm, because that's how quick it changes for you, right? So for this person, if he's so upset that he thinks only, let's say, influencers that don't deserve are getting the spotlight, that's because that's what he's watching. Yeah. That's what he's seeing, yeah. right? Because I'm sure if I go ask somebody, like, I'm going to say Gary Vee, he's an educational, entrepreneur yeah, slash TikTok. Influencer yeah. now at this point, cause he has a big platform or everything. If I go tell him, hey, do you know who Wilito is? He's not going to know probably who that is at yeah. all, because why? That's not on his FYP. His right. FYP is not curated to that, right? So moral of the story, if you want your FYP to be more
Educational.
Look up educational people. Look up their stuff.
Or motivational stuff.
Don't be mad because somebody else is doing good and because they have an audience mm-hmm. for that. You know what
Which
I'm saying?
Which is fair. Like, shit, we've seen the dumbest shit on national TV. Yeah. It's funny. It's entertainment. But you decide if you watch it or not. Yeah, or consume it.
Y otra cosa is like, there's a lot of people that go viral.
Yeah.
But they're like one hit wonders, mm-hmm. right? But people like Shadi Bey and Wilito and Itati, like, let them do their thing, bro. They're entertainers, mm-hmm. first of all, right? They're getting paid for it. So yeah. why the hell not let them be
Why not
be
keep
them,
doing
you know?
Whatever is
Especially
working?
Especially if
you know?
They have an audience for them. Again, if that's not your thing, look up something else and leave them people alone,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
But then he also went into that educational type of people or people that have other type of content don't get that love. And I think that's not true as well. I think, again, you are literally just watching what you claim that you mm-hmm. don't want to watch, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of other educational and type of content creators that are out there that do have a platform for what they're doing. Because me, for example, the type of... Mando has seen my FYP. My FYP... Believe it or not, is not Latino, Hispanic at all. Yeah. My FYP or my reels, my TikToks, what I see, are you ready for this? Es puras pinches vacas, number 100%. One. Number two, a lot of people that do home renovations. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people are very educational. They tell you like little hacks on how to do different things around your house or whatever. And number three, the other type of content that I have is how to invest money.
Okay.
Those are my top three. And I still know who Elito and Itati and Shadi Bey, the entertainers type of people are. But again, I'm not mad at them for doing their thing. I'm not mad at them for being big. I feel like they're el sol sale para todos. There's people for everybody. But number two, I don't go bashing people for it.
Yeah.
You know, just change up your FYP. Leave the people that you claim you don't want to see alone and look up other people so your FYP can curate itself to what you think is
for
you, you know?
And you are the first, you're the first step to changing the theory that they say a Mexican is the worst, a Mexican's worst enemy is another Mexican.
Yeah.
Like that should be your step one to stop. Like, stop that shit, move on, and just, like Lily said, just let them do their thing. If they're successful,
it's kind of like internet
it, you know?
Trolling. Like, the same way somebody comes into somebody's comments and talks crap, it's the same thing that he's doing, kind of, sort of. Like, everybody has an opinion, but there's some things that you don't need to be complaining about. Like, who fucking cares? Like, I follow there's two that I follow. I don't know their names off the top of my head. But one of the girl does a lot of information of Mexican history. Mm. And then there's another girl that I follow that she's very much about political. She does a lot of political type things.
Going on with politics.
Yeah.
And
she's
news.
Even gotten invited to the White House and all of that crazy stuff. And they have a big following. So again, I feel like him as a person is just, he's like, how do I say, bashing himself because he's there. Like you're obviously on their FYP, because if you didn't know who they were, then you wouldn't have brought this up.
Yeah.
But you do, and they're still on your FYP, and now you're mad that they get the views and stuff.
Yeah, but
you know?
One thing that I've noticed on TikTok is that if you talk negative about anything, the opposite's gonna come and comment. And that'll just make your video go higher.
Yeah. So maybe that's what he's doing.
That's probably what he's doing. Yeah. Even though he probably loves Shadi Bey and loves Itati or Wilito or Ginny 69.
Which a lot of people, I feel like, are catching on to that.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it a lot more. Me, myself, and Mando, for example, I try to steer away from that. Like, I want to grow with positivity, and I don't want to grow with
drama. Just stay true to yourself.
And not that there's anything bad with that. I don't care, but that's not for me, basically. You know? Like, I don't care to jump on that hype mm-hmm. to try to get people mad at me or whatever, you know? But yeah, that's my take on it. I feel like el sol sale para todos. Leave them people alone. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Keep scrolling. Look for somebody else. Change your FYP. Block them if you have to, and leave whoever. It's like me bashing people that like comedy movies. Like, what? What the fuck do I care, right?
Which Lily really doesn't like comedy movies.
I don't
movies.
Like comedy movies.
And that's the only
they're
type
usually
of
corny.
That's the only type of movies that keep me awake. Mm-hmm. So, you know. All she likes is literally scary movies.
But I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, Mexicanos, all they watch is what is that like
Laura Pico
and like what? Like who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But talking about celebrities and influencers, I have a question for you.
What?
How do celebrities stay cool?
Like relevant, you mean, or what do you mean cool?
Like temperature wise.
Oh, AC?
They have fans.
You're so stupid.
We'll be right back, guys. Okay. We are back. Welcome back to part two of the TCR podcast, episode 77.
Wait,
let's go.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we are on live, just in case you didn't hear.
So what do I look at this or at this?
Yeah, don't worry about the live. It's all about the actual podcast right now. But, you know, say hi to them every now and then.
What's up, you guys? I'm not loving how I look today, but, you know, we're going to make it work. Okay, we're back.
Okay, so I saw this theory on TikTok, right? It was a Mexican podcast that I've never heard about, right? But I was scrolling, I was just checking shit out. And the guy was saying that, you know how you get cold and you go grab a blanket? The blanket doesn't...
Wait, my head is trying to process this. Okay, you're cold and you go grab a blanket.
The blanket doesn't warm you up. Mm-hmm. You warm up the blanket.
Are you sure about that?
What's your opinion about that?
I think we warm each other up.
Because the blanket's not there sitting on the side waiting for you like, oh, I'm cold. I can't wait till someone comes and warms me up. That's not how it works.
I'm so confused.
Pretty much
right now.
Your body releases heat particles. So when you put the blanket on, it kind of, you know, keeps these particles between you and the blanket.
Babe, where are you? Where did you get this information from?
I told you, a Mexican podcast TikTok that I saw. And I was like mind blown. I was like, damn, they are making sense. I don't know if I was drunk or whatever, but it made sense to me at the time.
Okay, so the blanket doesn't get you warm. You warm up the blanket.
Right. So you're being used, by the way, by the blanket. All right, that's it.
I didn't get it, guys.
Let me know down below if you got it, but I don't know. I thought it was funny. It kind of like mind fucked me at the time. I don't know if you're mind fucked, but
yeah, I'm
you're
so mind more, fucked that I don't even know what to process through my head right now.
You're a little more confused than anything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Shout outs to them. I didn't come up with this theory.
Well, how come when I'm cold and I put the blanket on top, it gets me warm?
Because the blanket is stopping all the heat particles from
all my
leaving
body heat?
And pretty much keeping you
like
in
a
between
oven?
Right.
Oh.
Like a, you know those stuffed, what is it? No, it's not stuffed.
You see me thinking over here.
The blankets. What is that thing that you, the hot dogs, what are they called?
The hot dogs.
The hot dogs you put into the oven, they call them blankets on the
pigs in a blanket?
Is that what they call them? God damn, we're dumb as fuck. We don't know nothing.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying, Armando. You go from blankets to pigs in the blanket.
I heard you talking this morning with Miriam at the warehouse, talking about like everyone has an opinion about things, right? For example, avocados are the best thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then other people say avocados are the worst thing for you because it has too much fat. No,
yeah,
okay,
too
right?
much fat.
Himalayan salt is the best thing, but then people are like, oh, but it comes from China, so it's bullshit.
Celtic salt is the best or whatever,
you know. So I kind of want to get your opinion on that. Tell them pretty much what you told Miriam at
the
warehouse.
Oh my god, babe, that's so long. Oh my god. Okay, so you guys, okay, so for
it's
the
a podcast
for, yeah, okay, let's get into it. So for the people that might not know, I've been on a healthier lifestyle journey for about, what, 12 years, I would say.
Yeah, I would call it healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, healthy lifestyle. So basically, about 10, 12 years ago, I stopped eating...
McDonald's?
All fast food, other than like Pizza Hut every now and then. And sometimes
Domino's.
That is pizza. Or pizza.
You said Pizza Hut.
Other than pizza, and it's Chick-fil-A, like... Yeah. When we travel, airport, sometimes that's the only thing at the freaking airport. I stopped eating fast food. So, you guys, when me and Mando are on a road trip, I have to stop at a restaurant, order food like that. We never stop by drive-thru, none of that, right?
Delays us for 2 hours.
But anyways, a lo que iba. So, I've been on this journey, like a healthier lifestyle journey, for about 12 years now. And it started off with no eating fast food,
right.
And then it went to no processed food, which is like canned food is my major one. Like, I will not eat anything canned unless I don't know, or like, if I go to a party and you guys are and somebody made something with cans, like, I'm not gonna be like, oh my god, no, I don't eat that. But no, me at home, there's no fucking cans, right? Rarely.
There's no cans
or like box food or none of that, right? And then it went from that to obviously eating whole foods. Like, I tried to eat whole foods, which is like fruits, veggies, nuts, rice, which is grains, and carne, right?
Right.
Again, not always. You guys know, if I travel, if I'm at a party, if we are doing a carne asada and somebody brings something, whatever, I'm not that picky. Like, I'm not like, oh, no. But for here at home.
Yeah.
It's strictly that. And it's been that. Mando's been with me for 8 years and he knows the deal, right? So throughout those years, there's always been so many little controversial topics about different health foods, right? First, let's say people were saying, oh, dairy is bad for you. It has too many hormones that they inject into the cows, and then we're drinking that, and then whatever, right?
But all our young lives got milk was so promoted, you know?
Or, but yeah, they say that. But then now they're saying, no, it's good for you. You just have to have organic milk because you still need that calcium, because when you get older, your bones, yada, yada, right? So then at one point, avocados were super, super popular back in the day, right? And then all of a sudden, there was a time where it was like, no, avocados are going to give you high cholesterol. Yeah. They have too much fat. They're not good for you. And now they're back at the good one, right? Another thing is, wait, let me think.
Avocados from Mexico.
No. I just had it in my head and I had a brain fart. Dang. Another one was, what was it? Oh, eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Eggs. Oh, my God. Eggs are so good for you. Eat them every day, whatever. Eat them in moderation. Like, you'll be fine. And now people are saying, like, oh, the eggs are so bad because the chicken industry is
get
so
brown
bad.
Eggs.
They're like, no free range. You can no se que grass fed. I don't know. There's all this controversy with freaking eggs now that are they healthy? Are they not healthy? Yeah. What the hell, right? Himalayan salt. Himalayan salt in the past few years has been super, super
trendy,
popular with being a healthier salt compared to your regular table salt. But now this person that I saw on TikTok was saying, and everybody that I get my info from is always somebody credible, like a doctor or a nutritionist or somebody, not just a random TikToker like myself, right? So this guy was saying that the Himalayan salt is a healthier salt compared to table salt. However, only if it's mined correctly and if they get the vein. I don't know what that meant, but get the vein, right? But since a lot of these Himalayan salt comes from China, that whenever they're over there escarbando this salt, que se les cae al piso y que then they pick it up. And at the end of the day, it gets mixed in with other metals that we're eating.
Yeah.
And we think it's pure Himalayan salt, but it's not. So then he was saying that, no, we have to eat Celtic salt, right? Anyways, moral of my story is that there's been so many little things like that throughout my healthier lifestyle journey that I've heard on and off. Another one, drink a gallon of water a day. No, don't drink too much.
Too much water.
Too much water is going to actually do the opposite and cleanse your body, drain your body of all your minerals and nutrients that you need. So don't drink too much water. So you see, like, everything that you learn, there's always
there's always
siempre salen con algo, right? So what I was telling Miriam, that what I'm starting to do now is I'm going to stick to Whole Foods, right? Mm-hmm. And I've always heard, and we've always heard, that everything in moderation, right? As far as Whole Foods,
yeah,
and even like Celtic salt or whatever, or dairy or whatever, right? I told her that that's what I'm going to start doing, because I feel that we're just getting cheated by everybody. I feel like all these companies are just out here to promote themselves as being the best,
yeah,
and bashing everything else.
Yeah.
And what that does is it just confuses us, the consumers, and always has us juggling shit back and forth, you know? But I'm like, the Apple people say an apple a day keeps the doctor, yeah, away. But then people that think too much sugar is bad, like let's say some people think that eating like fruit every day is bad because it's too much sugar, right? So then like that contradicts the apple a day keeps the doctor away type, mm-hmm, of deal, right? Or like what else was I telling Miriam? I don't know. I was going in, yeah, earlier. But,
protein shakes.
Oh, yeah.
The two processed. And
so people that are super fitness, and I can attest that was me, right? We're all like, oh, no, like we eat clean. We, you know, puros Whole Foods, you know, and all that good stuff, right?
Protein shake.
But then we are chingándonos all these supplements, which is literally what we claim that, yeah, we're not eating, which is processed foods and all that. How, yeah, how much does protein powder get processed to get to where it's at?
Yeah.
Instead of just eating like chicken breast or something like that, right? Again, you see how everything is like, oh, it's good, good, good. But then no, oh, it's bad, bad, bad. So that's why I told her, because again, I saw another doctor saying that all these things that we hear throughout the years confuse us.
Yeah.
And not only that, but they stress our bodies because in the back of our heads, we're like, oh, wait, this is good for you. Oh, wait, that's too much water. Oh, wait, no, I have to drink more water. Oh, no, wait, I have to eat breakfast every day, you know. Oh, that's another example that I gave. The breakfast people say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Who,
right,
said that? Dunkin' Donuts?
I don't freaking know, but everybody in general. But then you hear people that say everybody's body's different, mm-hmm, eat intuitive eating. And for me, intuitive eating is I don't get hungry until 12:1. For so many years, I tried so long to make myself eat breakfast. And Mando could attest that every time I eat breakfast, my stomach hurts. Even if it's super clean, I feel like gagging. I'm too full. I never want to eat breakfast. Like my body, yeah, type, I'm not hungry until 11,
12. You have to like push through it.
Yeah, I have
it,
to,
yeah,
push through it and literally like shove eggs down my throat. Like, y no se me antoja. I'm not freaking hungry in the, yeah, morning, right? So that's why I, like, again, going back to what I was saying, I'm basically starting to eat whatever I want as far as Whole Foods in moderation. I'm still not sticking to processed food because I always told Mando, I don't understand how those beans have been sitting on that shelf for so long and how that's good for, yeah, me to eat with all that.
And if you leave some beans out,
preservatives,
they're, yeah, done, exactly, in 3 days.
Or like fast food and stuff, yeah, like that. But a lo que iba, now what I'm doing is sticking to Whole Foods, everything in moderation, listening to my body. If I'm not hungry until 12, that's what it, yeah, is. And now that I've been listening to my body naturally fasts 16 hours. Like I...
And you're happy with that, right?
And
no headaches.
And I've been good, good. Like I feel a lot more energy. I'm less fatigued. I'm not as stressed because, like I said, all these companies throwing that this is good for you, that's bad for you, do this, do that, yeah, would stress our bodies. And sometimes we don't even know that that's the stress that we have in the back of our heads. And that's a big thing for a lot of people. Like, I feel like the majority of people always want to lose weight or always feel like, oh, 5 more pounds, mm-hmm, or 3 more pounds. Like, weight is always like a little, maybe not the biggest deal to some people, but to some people it is. And the for the people that it's not, it's sometimes still in, yeah, the back of your head a little bit. So, yeah, that's pretty much my rant that, yeah, I was going off
so
on.
So this
today
is what I got out of all of that, is that listen to your body. For example, and I see this all the time, people drink a whole 12-pack of beer, and at their 12th beer, they're like, I'm so bloated. You know? I'm like, bro, you just drunk 12 beers. Or they'll literally go to the fair.
Me, just kidding.
And eat all this bread y todo. And then at the end of the night, they'll be like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so bloated. I can't even walk. You know? So for the next time, you know to listen to your body. That's what I got out of it. For example, you lately eating a lot of meat kind of messes up your stomach.
Yeah.
Even though you love meat, but now you know to like, let me stay away from a little bit of that or a little bit of this. That's what I got out of
let
it.
Let me add more veggies to my freaking meals.
Yeah, that'll fill you up quick. Mm-hmm. But talking about health and all that, my goal this year, this summer, is to be shirtless all summer.
Cállate.
So le estoy echando ganas because on the way home, I was like, damn, that's a lot of traffic, right? Uh-huh. That's a lot of traffic. A lot of people are moving to Tampa. The beaches are going to be lit. The springs are going to be lit and that. So then I thought about something. For the people that come to Tampa, right, this summer, I know people are going to come. The people that listen to this podcast are for sure going to come. So let's motivate them. What are the top three things that they should come to Tampa for or the Tampa area?
The beach is number one.
Number one, Clearwater Beach. Anything.
Clearwater, Nakamis, Siesta Keys. There's so many beaches around
the
here.
The most Indian beautiful rocks. Beaches in Florida.
Number two, go to a spring.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know about our springs.
What is a spring?
Out here. Just look up Florida Springs. Look up Guinea Springs, Rainbow River, not Indian Rocks, Wikiwachi Spring. There's so many springs. Honestly, my sister and I like springs more than the beach.
Yeah.
Just because it's like a different vibe. When you go to a spring, it's kind of like river rafting, camping.
Yeah, it's like
all day. Yeah. To where the beach, I mean, I still love the beach, don't get me wrong, but yeah, springs are super nice. They are very cold, but your body gets used to it after like 20 minutes. So you'll be fine. And there is gators in there, but nobody cares. It'd be full.
Wait, what do you call alligator with a vest?
I don't know.
An investigator.
Oh my God. Where'd you get that?
Let's go. I was waiting for her to say gator.
And number three, I would say if you have kids, because I know the majority of our followers have kids, I would say take them to the amusement parks, especially Volcano Bay is one of my faves. Universal, of course, Islands of Adventure. But other than that, we have a lot of good restaurants out here.
Food's
we
amazing.
Have at least two huge, one huge strip of clubs and stuff and bars and all of that good stuff, which is called Ybor City, if you want to go night hopping. And we also have another area. It's like a college town called Soho. So I would say those are like my
top list.
My top like to do in the Tampa Bay area for sure.
And I'm not going to repeat.
Invítenme.
I'm not going to repeat all that. But one thing you should try is a Cuban sandwich because that's where it's originally
number
from.
One.
Number one.
Try it from the West Tampa Sandwich Shop.
Yes.
Thank me later.
Lately, that has been our favorite spot. So I'm inviting you guys. Come to Tampa. Come try out why we, come see why we love Tampa so much.
He's been holding that one for years.
But I want to close it out. No, we're not closing it out yet.
Not yet?
I'm not going to say close it out because you don't like when I say close it out and I don't close it out.
Yeah.
But we got two more segments. The first segment is Florida or somewhere else. You ready? So there was a man that tried to get his cat into the club, right?
Uh-huh.
And as he gets denied the entry to the club, he calls the cops. And he keeps calling the cops until they arrive. The cops tell him, yo, you can't go in, bro. Yeah, forget about it. They leave, and he keeps calling the cops. They end up arresting this fool.
Por way.
And for misuse of 911. Mm-hmm. Where did this happen? Florida or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Florida.
What?
All right. The next one. Two men arrested for trying to get a gator drunk. Florida or somewhere else.
Florida.
Yeah, for sure. This happened in Palm City, Florida.
Is there a TikTok about this? I look, you want to see
this. Yeah, I'll show you the video later. It happened over there by Jupiter. Pretty much where close to Indian Town, where Chapo and Chalino are from.
Sheesh.
All right. I got another one. What the hell? I can't talk or what? Teenager sets sofa on fire and forces the hotel to evacuate. Florida or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
This happened in Ocala, Florida, in the Hilton Hotel. According to
the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah. According to investigation, a 16-year-old got mad at her mom mom got mad at her mom and set the sofa on fire, making everyone evacuate from the hotel. And we don't know if there's any charges on this girl, but she
what
should
would you
get
do
something.
To her if that was your daughter?
Le doy la chancla. I can't say the other word, but la chancla, bruh. Literally. Can
what
you
would
imagine
y'all do if this was y'all's daughter?
Can you imagine how much money?
I'm gonna go to jail. Le voy a partir. No, I'm just kidding.
But
I'm
yeah.
not kidding. I'm being dead serious.
Last but not least, mother goes to the zoo, and out of nowhere, a monkey literally. There's a video. A monkey literally grabs her head and just like goes crazy all over her head, right? And it doesn't end there. She has a stroller with a kid on it. And while she was like going crazy with the monkey on her head, she like yanks the stroller and the kid, the toddler falls on his face. There's a video on it. Did this happen in Florida or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else. It happened
finally, I got
somewhere
one.
In the Dominican Republic.
Oh my God.
Something like that. But that's crazy. Can you imagine the monkey just jumping on your head?
That's just kind
wait,
of funny.
Did we say the story?
What? What story? About Chapo?
No. The story of, but be quick because we don't have a lot of time. The story of the sound that we heard upstairs like 2 days ago.
You want me to put you out?
Yeah, but do it nicely.
I'm not going to be nice. You're already giving me the green light.
Well, the reason that I bring this up before you say the story is that I'm in bed, right? And I'm dreaming that Lily Bae's getting attacked.
Day. The next day. It was the next day.
That same night.
Uh-huh.
Well, the night that we slept.
Well, let's tell him the story before you say it.
Okay, okay. Go.
So, y'all, tell me why the other, maybe like kidding. A week ago, I Take hear noises downstairs, right? And I was like, babe, do you hear that? Mind you, we're still awake. It's like nine, maybe 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, babe, do you hear that? And he's like, what? And I'm like, I think there's something downstairs. And he's like, nah, it's the ice machine. And I was like,
you believed it.
I'm like, no, I
We've
think
We've never
there's
heard
something
the ice
downstairs.
Machine do that.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, the ice machine don't fucking sound like that. But then he's like, no, it's the ice machine again. So I'm like, okay, maybe he took out the ice tray. And when you don't put it back in correctly, like the ice would just fall through the fucking freezer and it could make that noise, I guess, right? So after a
she
minute,
bought it.
I was like hearing it again. And I was like, no, there's something downstairs. So finally, Mando gets out of bed and he walks downstairs, right? He comes back up. It's nothing. It was the ice machine. And I was like, okay. But you guys know when your ice makes, when your freezer makes ice, it doesn't make ice every 3 seconds. Like ice doesn't fall out. Ice probably takes like every hour for it to like drop or something, yeah. Right? So that noise started happening again. And I'm like, babe, that is not the fucking ice machine because it doesn't make ice that fast. Like, right? He's like, babe, it was an ice machine. There was nothing.
Why
that's
are you
Mondo,
making
right?
me sound like that?
Because that's how you sound. So I was like, are you going to go check or what? And I'm literally looking at him like, there's fucking somebody downstairs, Armando. He's like, there's nothing. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking go because there's somebody downstairs. So I start creeping downstairs ready to fuck somebody up straight up, right? And finally, when I'm getting closer downstairs, I'm like, are you coming? Like, I thought he was going to get up right behind me. And no, I had to be like, oh, yeah. Hello, like, come before somebody knocks me out too. You know, at least it's 2-on-1, right? Finally, he starts walking down. And as I'm standing downstairs, I hear it like right on top of me. And I'm like, it's coming from right there. And he's like, oh shit, it is coming from right there. And I'm like looking at him like, anyways. So I'm there looking at it. It's basically coming like from our AC duct, like somewhere in the attic, right? And I already knew that there's like nobody up there because it wasn't like the attic where there's a lot of space. It was kind of like the little areas.
Crevices,
whatever, where the AC, what do you call that? Tubos go the through, ducts, whatever, yeah. Right? So I'm like, it has to be like a squirrel or something like that because that happened to us when I lived at my parents. Birds used to come in, whatever, right? So I'm like, are you going to go up there and kill it? Or, you know, are you going to go up there and get it out? He goes, hell no. He was like, that's just gonna, what if it's a snake or something?
Yeah, I fucking hate snakes.
I'm like, I need a man.
All right, well, moral of the story was that we went to sleep.
And by the way, we didn't go up there.
We left it there.
We just went to sleep.
It got rid of its own self. No pasa nada. Moral of the story was that we went to sleep, right? And
No, we didn't go right to sleep. I'm like, if you're not gonna go up there, because in my head it's gonna fuck shit up there, so take it out, right? I'm like, I'm gonna call my brother. So I called my brother so he could come. And as soon as I call him, he starts busting out laughing. Where the fuck Mondo at though? Tell him to use his little pistol up there. That's what he got it for.
Moral of the story is that
we still didn't go upstairs.
We go to sleep, right? And I'm sleeping next to Lily. And I don't know if you guys have ever got sleep paralysis. And I've gotten sleep paralysis maybe like 3-4 times, right? And I'm like knocked out. And in my sleep, I feel like I wake up and there's like a fucking, what is it called? Like a, what is it?
A raccoon
on Lily's head like this, like grabbing her head, like biting her head and shit. And like going crazy. But at the same time, I have sleep paralysis. So I'm like trying to help, but I can't because I'm trying to grab this freaking chimpanzee or whatever it was. It was gray and black for sure. And I'm trying to grab it.
You went from a raccoon to a chimpanzee.
I don't know. One of those two. And I'm like, ugh. And then next thing you know, I wake up and that was it.
But there was no chimpanzee on my head biting me.
No, yeah, everything was good. But that's why I brought that up.
That's Jesus saying, next time kill it. Because if not, there's going to be a chimpanzee on Lily Bay's head. Dead. But anyways, y'all, before we leave today, I want Mando to end it with some motivation for today. Something we saw on
TikTok
that we really liked and wanted to share with you guys.
Yeah, and I want to put it into my own words, but I got to stop that camera and push play because if not, it's going to cut right at the best spot. So wait. Dale. All right, today's motivation is just be grateful for what you have right now because you could be living your best moment of your life right now. You don't know that. You know, just be grateful with what you have. For example, and I brought something out. You don't even know what I brought out because we've never showed you guys or even posted this. So I was like, you know what? Today is the perfect time to be grateful and show you guys our plaque that we've never showed you guys.
Yeah.
We've never posted this. So when I saw this TikTok, I was like, yo, like this could be it. Like this could be the best moment. And from here, you don't know what there is, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just want to come on here on the podcast. Just, you know, thank you guys for the love. Thank you guys for the subscriptions. Mm-hmm. I know we all want the gold plaque. We all want our three channels to have this. But at this moment right here, I'm just being grateful and thanking each one of you guys for this plaque, for all the support on Guadis, for all the support that Lily Bay gets, for everything. You know, I'm just grateful for this moment, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, when I saw that quote, I really, really liked it because I'm always about positivity and things will get better and, you know, always like reach for the stars, whatever, right? Like that's me. Until I'm like, wait, what if my best day is
right now?
What if my best like moments are right now, you know? And what if like, God forbid in the future, like, you know, algo pasa, something that's even out of our hands, a hurricane comes, blows out a freaking house or somebody passes away or, you know, like not that you have to think that way, but I was very much the type to always think of like, oh, like, yes, I love my life and I know it's going to get better. Like life is, you know, good, whatever, but that's really not how it is all the time. So instead of not appreciating this till its
actual
fullest
moment,
now that made me be like, you know what? That's true. Let me appreciate today to the max because mañana uno nunca sabe, you know? But anyways, that is it for today, guys. Thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you on the next podcast.
See you on episode 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9?
Babe, you be confusing me, bro.
I'll see you guys next week.